The Astoria City Council met Tuesday night in its first meeting since the appointment of new council member Jessamine Grace West, which gave the council a complete slate of members. Councilors took turns giving reports at the beginning of the meeting. Councilor Roger Rocca wasted no time addressing what he sees as a high priority for Astoria residents, regulations regarding waterfront development.
People of Aversion can talk about one thing, the planned hotel at the foot of 2nd Street. They don't understand why the council approved it. And when I talk with them about zoning and outright permitted uses and how the council has limited authority in such cases and has to adhere to the existing code, they all ask the same thing. What are you going to fix the code? So as we move forward next month with our work sessions and goal setting and consider what we can actually do something about, I hope that we can come together on this as a priority, I think as the priority.
Mayor Bruce Jones asked City Manager Brett Estes to explain how to go about changing city code. Estes said it's a lengthy process. Deciding what wording should replace existing code can take months. Then the city must follow a legal path to approval.
After the desired language is developed, we then have a requirement where we have to provide notice to the Department of Land, Conservation and Development, DLCD. It's a state agency, the State Urban Planning Agency, before we have a public hearing at the Planning Commission. Planning Commission holds their hearings, and then they would provide a recommendation to City Council.
The council would then hold public hearings on the changes. Estes estimated that in a best-case scenario, that could take a minimum of 6 months. Then, state law requires something called a Ballot 56 measure notice.
Whenever there is a code provision which could potentially affect a property value, we are required to provide notice to those individuals. So we're looking at providing, a public hearing notice to all Astoria residents for these code amendments. And that is a very extensive and expensive endeavor. And we wanted to be able to do that all at the same time, even though there are multiple issues.
Estes said the city is currently working on several code amendments related to other issues besides waterfront development, and that it would be strategic to aggregate those amendments together with any changes proposed by the new council. This would lower costs for the city by presenting all proposed changes for public comment at the same time. Judging by estimates discussed during the meeting, if the council tackles waterfront code amendments now, residents could expect to weigh in on proposed changes by the end of the year or beyond.